It takes some of us quite a while to learn how to express ourselves in life. Especially when we're young, irritations and frustrations and big issues can get bottled up for a long time, then released in unhealthy ways like violence or vandalism or drug abuse. But give someone a positive outlet like art, and the release can be very different. This is the basic idea behind the Life Track Art Program based in Medford. It is a combination of the Life Art Program and the On Track Counseling Program. Tyrone McDonald is a Life Track Counselor and our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange. Tyrone, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So Life Art and On Track are still separate entities. Can you tell us a bit about each of them and how you came together?
Yeah, so the premise of Life Track is a combination of Life Art, which was founded by Phil Ortega in 2009. To address at-risk Latina youth originally who had a rising suicidal rate. He developed his program and ran it out of his house for several years until it just grew to mammoth proportions. He would have 50 kids at one time in his house
really?
Doing art. Yeah, for sure. Which was wonderful. He saw a need in the community and met it. On Track, ran by Dr. Rita Sullivan, has been an innovator in the addictions and social service community for several years and is always looking to create and or be a part of the next innovation to help the community better. So the collaboration was a natural thing.
Absolutely. And so how was the connection made?
We came together and applied for the Providence Health Plan Community Benefit Fund of the Oregon Community Foundation, and they were generous enough to give it to us.
So that grant is really what enabled the program to get bigger? Is that essentially
what happened?
That
is exactly what enabled the process to happen, yeah.
And finally moved
that created Life Track.
And did it move out of Phil Ortega's house at
Absolutely,
that point?
Yeah. We have a studio / community center on 106 South Grape Street in Medford, Oregon.
Was that used by some other art entity before that, or was it just a vacant space?
It was just a vacant space.
Mm-hmm. And so what kind of art here are we talking about, and how did Phil Ortega hit upon this? Was it something he'd done through his career?
It's actually a funny story of how he got involved with the art piece of it. He runs a detail shop on the side, and
we're talking car detailing. That
yeah,
kind of thing? Yeah.
So and some young kids were spray painting his building, and rather than call the police on them or do something like that, he asked them what they were doing and why they were doing what they were doing, and decided to give them an outlet to do that.
Interesting. And so what forms of art did it start with? I mean, it must have been a bit of a decision right then and there to figure out, okay, how do we approach this?
It was kind of loose in the beginning. It was graffiti art and whatever the individuals wanted to express on paper or canvas.
Okay, so a fair amount of art supplies. Did all this come out of Phil Ortega's pocket?
In the beginning, yeah. He had a few local donations, and it pretty much came out of pocket in the beginning.
And what was he hearing some stories from the young people he was dealing with about what led them to do things like spray paint buildings? And I mean, he must have been hearing some things back from them over time about the things that motivated them.
Right. Well, he's on the ground. He's a truancy officer for the Eagle Point area. So he's been on the ground dealing with youth for a long time who are having trouble and needing outlets. So he was very with it, with what was going on in the community.
So what's the range in age of the young people served?
The grant specifically is written for 10 to 22, but we encourage families, younger children can come as long as they're accompanied by their parents. So we're pretty open. It's open to the entire community.
And how many people can be served by Life Track at any given time?
At any given time, we can fit about 50 in the building that we have now. And we can open up the doors and throw up tents and do more than that if the need requires it.
So how is it structured? I mean, how often does Life Track assemble young people together? I mean, how often is it open? Is it structured to be like you're going to be here for 6 weeks or you're going to be here for 10?
It's structured as an open door program. So I'm there from Monday through Wednesday, every day, 10 to 1 o'clock, just with doors open for youth to come in and do what they want to do, families to come in and do what they want to do, other people from either of our programs to come in and, express themselves in art or just hang out in a safe place. Also, Thursday and Friday, there's other mentors there. And Saturday is our big open day where we have an art session that's just open for the entire community to come and learn a new style of art.
Something new to the world or something new to them?
Something new to them. We have different mentors teaching different classes every Saturday. And that's from 10 to 2 p.m.
So talk about the release that kids get through artwork then. I mean, the what you're channeling through the artwork and where that energy might get expressed if it weren't for the ability to create art.
Well, where it might get expressed if they weren't able to do that is in the many different ways that you talked about earlier, like violence, drugs and alcohol, or just bottled up and self-harm. So the art gives individuals who sometimes can't express themselves verbally a way to get out what they are feeling at the time, or just young, talented youth the opportunity to come and do their work in a place that's completely free.
And, I mean, do they tend to work in groups or do they tend to work as individuals? Are you getting a few combinations here and there?
We get a lot of combinations. So we have individuals come in, you know, in parties of three. We have some that come in by themselves who are just dedicated to doing their projects. And we have families that come in as well and sit there and work with their youth.
We are talking to Tyrone McDonald, a counselor at the Life Track Art Program in Medford, which is helping young people channel their feelings through their artwork. You can join us on the exchange with questions and comments at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782 by email jx@jeffnet.org. How then do people first find Life Track? I mean, is there any way they have to be referred by a school, referred by another program? Do you go out and look for them? I mean, how is the initial contact made?
We go out and look for them. We go to things like Art in Bloom, different festivals in the community, and let the community know that we're there. I work with youth throughout the year, no matter what. So any youth that I come in contact with, I always promote the Life Track program.
And what kind of responses do you get from... I mean, I can imagine there are a few people who are going to go, artwork, what are you kidding me?
It's actually very, very popular.
Really?
Yeah, we get, I would say, 50% of our individuals are referral and 50% are walk-in. So, yeah, it's very popular. Once the kids go there and realize that it's free and they get to just, you know, hang out and do cool artwork and get fed lunch and stuff like that, they keep coming back and they bring friends.
Okay, so the program has been expanding over time?
It has been expanding, yeah. It's getting very big.
And so, I mean, can you think about some individual cases of people who might have had some very different fates if it weren't for the ability to express themselves through art? I mean, we're not going to name names, I know, but...
Right. There's several stories from the young ones who come in and share what they have gone through before this program and what this program has allowed them to do for themselves with expressing themselves. Individuals who have dealt with suicidal ideation, individuals who have been in gangs... individuals who have been dealing with substance abuse, it provides them with that outlet to where they can still express themselves and not have to go to those other things.
And so some of these people were involved in other things or at least thinking about doing some mm-hmm. bad things if it hadn't been for Life Track being there.
Absolutely. And some of them are just impacted by these things through family members or relatives who have hurt themselves and or been drug addicted. So this kind of gives them a place to express those feelings as well. So it's not necessarily the direct but the indirect impact as well.
Is there a particular stripe of the community you're dealing with, socioeconomic or section of town or anything like that?
No, it's open to everybody. We're based in Medford, but we are open to the entire community of Jackson County. Yeah. If they come from out of county, they can still come in. We are open door.
How long have you been working as a counselor yourself, Tyrone?
It's been about 3.5 years now, mm-hmm. almost four.
Mm-hmm. And does it ever surprise you still that the effect that just having a creative outlet can have on people?
It surprises and inspires me every day. It's why I continue to do what I do. The youth in the community are amazing, and when given the opportunity to express themselves, they shock us every day.
What are some of the things that have come out of the program? Has the work been displayed someplace, for example? You talked about going to Art in Bloom. I don't know, to find people, but also are you displaying things there as well?
Right. So our target is actually to address bullying, gang affiliation, suicidal ideation, and substance abuse. So our most recent project has been the anti-bully campaign, which was designed by the core group which attends our sessions. So they were given the idea, what would you do if you were trying to address anti-bullying? And so we came up with a consensus together and developed the anti-bully campaign that we're running now, which is a kindness pledge attached at the end of a speech given by a young one who's been bullied. And the art that they have, that they've done through bullying, is now turned into a sticker. And when an individual comes up to sign a kindness pledge, they are saying that they're going to be more kind in their school and their area, just as themselves. So they're going to be the entity of change. And they get this sticker to represent the movement. And then they fill out a little kindness pledge, right? That pledge later on gets turned into a massive piece of art and displayed for as long as it's available.
And have a lot of the people in the Life Track program been exposed to bullying either as giver or receiver?
Right. Yeah, definitely. Most youth experience bullying at some point or another.
Why do you suppose that is? I mean, what is it? Is it just people looking for someone else to pick on because of the way they feel about themselves?
There's numerous factors. It could be that as well as many other things, just feeling incompatible with themselves. You know, it could be numerous things. You have on the wrong shoes on that given day. You come from a different, you know, like you said, economical background. You can't afford the right things, say the right things, walk the right way. There's many different reasons for bullying.
You've used the term a couple of times. Suicide ideation, is that it?
Right.
And what is that? It's just been thinking that suicide seems
like a
good prospect.
Thinking about suicide, right? Mm-hmm.
And is that a fairly common thing among young people?
It's a common thing among the youth in Jackson County, and this is the reason originally Phil Ortega developed his program to address that youth, because we were seeing a rise. Now, recently, we've seen a small dip, which is a positive thing, but it's always a concern when young people are thinking about hurting themselves. We want to be doing something as a community.
All right, so the numbers are moving a little bit, it would appear.
They are.
Can LifeTrack take some credit for that, do you think?
I think LifeTrack can take some credit for that, yeah.
Now, you talk about there can be 50 people in the LifeTrack studio at one time, but, mm-hmm. I mean, is there a total number you have of the people who've come through the program? For that matter, do you even take names, track people, anything like that?
We do take names and track individuals. We've had hundreds come through that door, and we've impacted multiple hundreds of individuals. We've done Inspire Fairs and, you know, at different schools and things like that. So we take our message, like the anti-bully campaign, everywhere we go, and we display our art everywhere we go, and invite individuals to come up and hear the stories of the youth that are involved in the program. It's a mentorship-based program, so we allow an outlet for these young kids to come in and express themselves, and then those young individuals become mentors themselves and are able to go back out and impact the community.
Really? So they're turning around and turning into leaders of their own?
Absolutely. Yeah. They are the foundation of the program. They are the ones that are heading everything. We are just the background.
Tyrone McDonald is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, a counselor at the LifeTrack Art Program based in Medford, helping young people deal with the things they're feeling in ways that are constructive through artwork. And you're hearing lots about that program. Join us on the Exchange if you have questions or comments of your own. Phone number is here, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Trying to stay in the background, you mentioned, for the folks who are running the program. Given that, I mean, since you are a counselor yourself, I mean, are you trying to counsel people while you're doing this or just letting them do what they do? Is counseling folded into the program in some way? Is it just sort of off in the distance if they want it?
So because of OnTrack's extensive resources, we are always available, but we are not directly going in and saying, you need to do this counseling. The individuals bond to specific mentors in any given group. Some people will bond with one mentor, some people will bond with me, some people will bond with another. And if they express a concern, we have the ability to give them all the resources that they might need.
So it's there when
it's
they're
there,
ready for
absolutely.
It
is there when they're ready for it. We found that we have huge success with going at it from that way, because the buy-in is that they get to come and just be themselves. And they get to talk about what they want to talk about and express what they want to express. And once they're comfortable with you, the chances are they're going to express something.
So their level of comfort really dictates the whole thing.
Absolutely.
They're going to pull themselves into it rather than be pushed into it.
Absolutely. They drive the whole process.
Now, there's obviously more, I mean, in addition to the artwork that's offered in the studio, it sounds like there's a fair amount of other programs you offered, certainly through the summer, through LifeTrack. It sounds like
right.
A very busy summer. Tell us about that.
So through the summer, we offered GEMS, which goes year-round. It's Girls Expressing Many Strengths, ran by Nicole Paradis. She's one of our mentors. That's a young lady-based project that gets together and does different art projects and then donates them to schools to impact the school with their work and give those young ladies a place to express themselves. We have the Young Men's Group, which is a program that I run, which is designed to do the same only with young men, to empower the young men of the community to get a voice for themselves and develop sort of a tribe-type mentality. We have Art with a Purpose, which is basically you give a topic and the individuals express that topic through their artwork and then we discuss. So those are the different examples of what we've been doing this summer.
I'm curious about that use of the term tribe type mentality in the
right.
Young men's group. Because there can be good tribes and there can be tribes that are up to no good.
Right. So this tribe mentality is to give them something that they can attach to and make their own. So they become In other words, it's another one of where I'm stepping back and allowing them to facilitate that service. So they are the ones who are in charge of that group and its upkeep and its members and its policies and stuff like that.
So they learn some real responsibilities about people looking out for not just themselves, but also for each other.
Absolutely. That's the whole idea, is to empower the youth. And the best way to empower youth is through other youth mentors. So once we give those youth an outlet, they become stronger and they become the voice for the next group coming in.
There's a real deep sense of needing to belong to something bigger than the individual, I gather, when a lot of these people walk through the door in the first place. I mean, a lot of them, I assume, would come from circumstances where the families aren't necessarily particularly supportive of them.
You'd be surprised. It's fairly broad in the spectrum of who's involved. You do have that circumstance, what you're speaking of. And then you have some with very strong families who the individuals just maybe aren't bonding to school necessarily, or extracurricular activities elsewhere, and find that art is their outlet. And we have individuals who used to do art and were bullied for it in school, and now have a place where they can come and express themselves, and they now teach other individuals how to express themselves through that same outlet when they're in school. So they see an individual who's expressing themselves in art and maybe getting teased for it, and they encourage it and bring them down to life track.
Do they then feel strong enough to take their artwork back to school, or is it pretty much something they just keep there within the walls of life track?
I think that the art is becoming a stronger impact because more and more of it is being displayed in the schools. There's many schools that have commissioned projects for the various art pieces that the youth are doing, and they're being displayed in the schools. So the momentum is definitely positive for the art.
Is there some piece of artwork that has just blown people away coming out of LifeTrack? Coming out of LifeTrack's, do you call them students? Do you call them members? What do you call them?
They're just members. They're mm-hmm. members of LifeTrack, yeah. Young adults. There's so many different projects that are being done that blow my mind. So I would say all of them that come out. I mean, just the fact that the youth are coming in and doing these amazing pieces of artwork, and people are walking by and purchasing them and doing stuff like that, it's absolutely wonderful.
That initial grant that got things rolling from through the Oregon Humanities Foundation, was
it's
it?
Through the Providence Health Plan Community Benefit Fund of the Oregon Community Foundation.
Okay, so OCF and then Providence with the money backing that. So does that buy a lot of supplies? I mean, is that
that buys all the supplies? Mm-hmm. That has funded every single step of this program.
So is it finite? I mean, it sounds like a grant that's going to expire at some point. I mean, you're looking down the road to being able to sustain LifeTrack far off into the future?
So it's a two-year grant, but the sustainability of the program is wonderful. The individuals that create the art in the studio also get to sell the art in the studio. And 20% of that money goes back to the studio, and 80% of that goes to the individual. So they're able to learn how to do their own business, basically, within our foundation. So it's very sustainable.
I understand some of the LifeTrack programs are going into the schools this year in the area. Is that right?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So the GEMS program is going into the schools in the Eagle Point and White City area, in several of the middle schools and one of the elementary schools as well. Lone Pine Elementary, White Mountain Middle School, some of those schools. And we're there throughout most of the years anyways in the schools, so we just offer the service wherever we are. So if I'm at a school for another reason, LifeTrack is always there as a resource.
And in some cases, are you offering LifeTrack programs, art programs, where, for example, schools cut art programs when the money got tight a few years ago?
Right, of course. Right.
And any of them restoring the art programs as you go along, or is LifeTrack pretty much there to still backstop them?
LifeTrack is there to fill the void of individuals who are not able to express themselves through art, through any program. The main importance is that we're free. There's no charge to enter our building. You just come in and do what you want to do, and you get canvas. You know, you get all the latest art supplies that you can think of. We're just there to fill a gap.
Given that this started in Phil Ortega's house, the mm-hmm. creator of the original Life Art program, mm-hmm. what's he up to these days? Is he still connected to what has become LifeTrack?
Yeah, he's a direct entity involved in LifeTrack on a daily basis. He's one of our mentors.
Where do you think the program might be able to go in years ahead? I mean, are there little wrinkles that you haven't been able to provide thus far that you're thinking, hey, if we could add this to the LifeTrack program, it would just be this much greater?
I think expansion is always the goal. There's always more youth that would like to have a place to go and hang out or express themselves or do what they, you know, just have a nice, safe place to be. So expansion is always the outlook. How can we grow this bigger and bigger? Through more funding, through, you know, many different ways.
And you mentioned it is a drop-in thing, right? I mean, there's no set schedule for a person to be there other than the people who work there, like yourself.
Right, yeah. As long as we're there and we're open, you can come on down. And let's say we're not there at any particular time. If you were to call us, we would make it available to you.
Really? Off hours, really?
Within reason, right.
Yeah, okay. So Life Track is at 106 South Grape Street in Medford, which would put it like a block off of Main Street.
Yep.
And what's the number there if people want to get more information?
The information number is 541-858-4642.
541-858-4642, 106 South Grape Street, the Life Track program, a combination of life, art, and on track. Tyrone McDonald is Life Track counselor. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you.